Researchers have found that the Serengeti wildebeest play a surprising and significant role in aquatic systems in the Mara River Basin of Kenya. Dr. Amanda Sobluski is an aquatic ecologist with the Cary Institute of Ecosystem Studies in New York and is a visiting researcher at USU in Logan.
The Serengeti wildebeest migration is estimated at about 1.3 million individuals that migrates up from the southern Serengeti, where they breed, to the northern Serengeti during the dry season for feeding. And it is considered the largest overland migration in the world.
Sobluski says that this migration is one of a handful that is almost entirely within the boundaries of a protected area. She believes the preservation of their migratory route has helped protect the population from diminishing or disappearing altogether, like many other large terrestrial species.
There are estimates that there were 30 to 60 million bison in the American West as recently as the late 1700s.
The preservation of the migratory route has helped the area retain significant ecosystem functions associated with moving across large rivers, including the drowning of many wildebeest. As a result of mass drownings, many nutrients are flooded into the rivers and further down the food chain.
To actually see a drowning happen, and we've witnessed a few, it's a heart-wrenching experience. But what we see is that the river and animal inhabitants of the river respond in quite a different way to these events. So it really brings the river to life. Within a day or so of a drowning happening, you'll start to see all kinds of avian scavengers come into the area. We'll see crocodiles and Nile monitors basking along the carcasses and feeding on them. You can see fish coming up from underneath and feeding. You know, everything really makes great use of this resource.
Researchers speculate mass drownings are not a new phenomenon. However, conflicting land use interests and migratory patterns have made studying large migration patterns more difficult in the modern era. With Utah Public Radio Science News, I'm Rihanna Gale.